Here are some top tips for suppliers of cloud software platforms to consider when thinking of putting together your software as a service agreement, also known as a SaaS agreement, making it both client-friendly and protecting your business effectively. You need to ensure you retain the proprietary interests and intellectual property rights in the software, services, documentation, and system you're providing. You can achieve this by granting a license to the customer to use your IPR as part of the service. This is critical, as you do not want to inadvertently assign your proprietary rights to the customer. As the tech industry is competitive, it is important you price your service appropriately and consider the overall package and offer to the customer. You need to clearly set out how the fee is calculated, whether on a per-user basis or flat fee for an unlimited number of users to access the platform, and also consider how scalable the pricing structure is in practice. Also consider whether you'll charge for premium on standard subscription costs and what additional features customers may get access to, whereas features and pricing of basic support or maintenance. The agreement should be clear in how the subscription term renews, so it's easy to modify and cancel the contract if necessary. An automatic renewal is usually preferred, as this reduces the admin burden to send notice of renewal to customers following expiry of each subscription term. You need to clearly set out the service levels, as these should provide objective and measurable assessments of key elements of the software service, by limiting your contractual obligations and liability for failure to perform. While it's reasonable for customers to expect 24-hour service availability to a platform, in practice this is not always possible. You need to make clear that you're not guaranteeing any service level that you realistically cannot achieve, and clearly allow for maintenance-related interruptions and expected response times for handling outages and other failures. Consider also what the customer's recourse is if you do fail to deliver in line with the service levels, such as utilizing service credits, i.e. a pre-specified financial amount which the customer becomes entitled to whenever a service level is not achieved, and can be expressed as the customer's sole remedy in a failure, preventing any additional damages claim. However, you'll need to also assess the suitability of this as the primary remedy versus the potential admin burden in calculating the charges, and if a more suitable remedy for material failures only. Where personal data will be processed, as a supplier you'll need to consider the impact of any applicable data protection legislation such as the UK GDPR. More often than not, a SaaS supplier is classified as a data processor, as they're processing the data for their customers for a specifically agreed purpose. There's a legal obligation for data processors to include comprehensive GDPR-compliant data protection provisions in the SaaS agreement. In particular, you'll need to comply with each of the processing obligations as set out in Article 28 of the GDPR.